Chapter 1. Mexican California. The history of California goes back to the time of the Spanish explorers. They came from Spain to the New World. Part of the land the explorers claimed was what is today Mexico and the western United States. The peninsula that is now in the northwest corner of Mexico was called Baja California. The land north of the peninsula was called Alta California. Before the explorers came, Native Americans lived in small tribal groups in the area. Some of these groups included the Chumash, the Pomo, the Yuma, and the Mojave. These groups spoke different languages and had different traditions. Conflict among the tribes was rare. The Spanish explorers built settlements in the New World. Many of these settlements were missions. Missions were places where groups of settlers lived and worked. The missions were run by priests who hoped to convert the Native Americans to Catholicism. Most of the work at the missions was done by the Native Americans. Caption: The San Diego de Alcala Mission, shown in this 1832 painting, was one of the 21 missions built in Alta California. Caption: Native Americans raised crops and herded cattle at the missions. Some also learned trades like making pottery and blacksmithing. Mexico won its freedom from Spain in 1821. Alta California became a province of the new Republic of Mexico. It was still remote, however, and far from the center of the Mexican Republic. The new Mexican government closed the missions, saying they denied freedoms to Native Americans. Half of the land owned by the missions was supposed to go to the Native Americans who had worked there, but that didn't happen. Instead, most of the land went to the Californios. Californios was the name given the Spanish-speaking settlers in California. The Californios were glad the missions were closed. They said the missions had controlled the best lands. Land grants were given to some of the Californios' families. Some grants were as large as 50,000 acres, and some people received more than one grant.